It's Here and Now, and we're following news out of Hungary today. Police there say they've arrested dozens of people trying to breach a new razor wire fence on the country's southern border with Serbia, as tough new laws to stop the flow of migrants take effect today. But as European countries grapple with this problem, many businesses are finding ways to make money off of it. Jason Bellini of the Wall Street Journal joins us now from New York. And Jason, smugglers for a long time have been making money off the movement of people, but now we're seeing legit businesses making a lot of money. Can you give us some examples?
Yes, indeed. Well, we're talking about now about over a million people since early 2014 who've claimed asylum in the European Union. So, of course, there are some big business opportunities. European governments have been increasingly contracting out the task of caring for migrants. And, that, you know, the services that are required range from, you know, converting buildings into shelters, organizing language and psychological services to help them adjust. And the charities that would normally step in, they're just completely overwhelmed. So they're turning to contractors. An example would be Air Berlin. They were paid $350,000 last year to operate charter flights to deport rejected asylum seekers on behalf of the government. In Sweden, a language analysis firm got paid close to $1 million to verify asylum seekers' claims, you know, to make sure that they were where they said they were from. So there's many examples out there. It's sort of within the core of Europe, within the heart of Europe, of how businesses are making money. But, you know, whether that's a cynical thing or not, that's for others to judge.
Yeah, we'll get there. But let's look at Greece for a minute, because we know one of the first places many of these migrants are showing up is in Greece. Obviously, that country, we've talked about it for months now. It was going through really tough economic times. Is there any thought that this could actually, as odd as it sounds, help spur the economy there?
There is some thought of that, and particularly the coastal areas and islands like Lesbos, where they're a dearth of tourists, and so the shop owners are quite happy to see people who have some money to spend, even though these people come from such really difficult circumstances. A lot of them have relatives overseas who've given them money to help them on their journey, and so the kinds of things that they need are basics. And so some people who used to provide the trinkets to tourists have moved on to now providing tents, sleeping bags, and food for people, and other supplies that they'll need on their journey, so many of them try to head north to northern Europe, get out of Greece, and so many, as we've learned, are trying to get to Hungary and then onward to Germany.
And
another service that I should mention that's making a lot of money right now are cell phone companies, who are actually going in and they're selling SIM cards and selling phones to people because they need to be in touch with their relatives, and it can, you know, help them get contact with smugglers to help them with the rest of their journey. We're talking about some, you know, major purchases being made in terms of these cards.
Well, and as you say, perhaps there are some questions that could be asked if some of these businesses are profiting off of a human crisis, but we'll have to pick that up another time. Jason Bellini of the Wall Street Journal, thanks very much.
Thanks for having me.